Passage number 8.
Mrs. Scott bought a new house last year. The walls of the rooms had been painted a short time before, and Mrs. Scott liked the colours, but the person who had sold her the house had taken the curtains with him, so Mrs. Scott had to buy new ones. And of course, she wanted to buy ones whose colours would go with the walls of her rooms. She discovered that her comb was exactly the same colour as these walls. So she always took it with her whenever she went to look for cloth for curtains. In one shop, she showed the shopkeeper the comb, and then looked at various cloths for curtains for half an hour with him, until he got tired and said to her, "Madam, wouldn't it be easier just to buy some cloth you like, and then find a new comb to go with that?"
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
When Mrs. Scott bought her new house, she didn't have the walls painted.
Number 2.
She kept the curtains which the last owner had had.
Number 3.
She liked curtains whose colour was rather like the walls.
Number 4.
She liked curtains whose colour was very different from the walls.
Number 5.
Her comb and the curtains were the same colour.
Number 6.
Her comb and the walls were the same colour.
Number 7.
One shopkeeper suggested that she should get a comb of a different colour instead of cloth like the comb.
Number 8.
One shopkeeper suggested that she should buy some cloth which was like the comb and then find another comb which she liked.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
Why did Mrs. Scott not want to have the walls of her new house painted?
Number 2.
Why did she have to buy new curtains?
Number 3.
What kind of curtains did she want?
Number 4.
Why did she take her comb with her when she went looking for cloth?
Number 5.
What happened in one shop?
Number 6.
How did the shopkeeper feel after some time?
Number 7.
What did he say to Mrs. Scott?
Number 8.
Why couldn't Mrs. Scott follow his advice?